Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I perceive, what I consider a session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, okay? You want to make sure that you got all the information you need when you go out there and start pushing back. Happy almost, I guess it's almost Thanksgiving Day. Right? Some of you getting ready, people flying in. Going to be at your house. You're going to wish you weren't there. No, I'm just kidding. Come on. It's just us anyway. I mean, you telling me that you love everybody who shows up at your house? I don't think so. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So for the next couple of days, I am going to be eating turkey. Well, maybe not turkey. My family does lasagna. Let me know what you're doing. You got any kind of different traditions, I say? Let me know about them. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, as I say, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really the only way to really truly make everything slash anything happen. So as you know, there's so much going on in the news. And especially coming up on the holidays, I love it. You're not going to be able to keep up with everything. Should you be talking politics? I guess this is a question of the hour, right? Should you be talking politics at the table with your relatives over the next few days? Right? I mean, I say, yeah, I don't see why not. Why wouldn't you? Right? I mean, they're your family members. If they're going to be driven away by simple conversation, I mean, look, some of my Italian friends will tell you, the conversation during the holidays at the table are usually not quiet ones. They're good ones. They're, let me see, spirited? No, really. But there's nothing wrong with that. We always walk away still loving each other, still caring about each other. We don't really care about the conversation. Right? Unreal. I mean, somebody sent me a link to something. I think it's hilarious. White House is now pushing tofurkey. It's just amazing. Oh, they do everything they can to get you away from meat. I don't know why. You know, they really feel that you need to stay away from it. It's bad. Oh, we're killing the animals. That was it. You know, I don't know about you guys. We're having meat. right? That's all there is to it. We're having meat. All right, so you heard the other day there was a shooting at a gay club. Gay and lesbian, I don't know. The gunman now has come out and said, oh, Colorado Springs, I'm sorry. It was a gay nightclub. The gunman come out and said that he's non-binary, uses the pronouns they, them. The suspect also prefers to be addressed as Mix, MX. Oh, my God. Those are the letters that you use to designate what your, you know, email server is. Yeah, you non-technical types, you won't understand it. I think it's hilarious, though. It's a revelation because the drive-by media, you know what they've been screaming, don't you? Yeah, they've been trying to place the blame, if you would, on conservative Christians. Right, this is the, what do they call it, the white Christian privilege. I was going to say supremacy, but it's not. White Christian privilege. And specifically Christians who oppose transgenderism. That's what this was about, right? I mean, it's unreal. The CSC, this is a total assault on normality. I'm sorry. I've been watching more and more what's going on. When you talk about these drag queens twerking in front of two-year-olds, I find if you think that that's normal and okay, you need psychiatric care, not me. I mean, think about it. I was watching one, and then all of a sudden I saw the guy lift up his skirt, and there's all his malehood right there for all the little kids to see. Parents were horrified, but yet those cowards didn't leave the room. Grab your kid, protect your child, and go. All right? I mean, seriously. The Biden administration, or somebody, I should say, said this is a case of homophobia, the way we're talking about it. It's ironic because many report. Now, look, they had pegged this guy as a right-wing, as you saw, right-wing Christian Republican, MAGA, whatever. And it's one of their people. It's great. I think it's great. But it's ironic because many of the reporters say the suspect is faking his gender, which flies right in the face of the rules that these guys set forth. You don't have a right to question these people. Up until now, you haven't. And all of a sudden, because it doesn't fit their narrative, go ahead and question away. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. You want to make sure, you know, again, get involved, get engaged, find out what's going on. Don't open your mouth till you know what's happening. It really is a great mantra to get behind. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. All right. I'm going to give you the information you need. I'm going to give you the weaponry you need to make sure you don't get in trouble with the IRS like many others have done. Dan Pilla joins me, as he does from time to time, to talk about some of the issues going on with the IRS, with your business. You know, and again, as entrepreneurs, as businessmen, Dan has said this a million times, and it's so true, is that you didn't go into business to learn about taxes. Your expertise is in plumbing, carpentry, electrical, whatever it is that's your expertise. And the bottom line with it is, all that other stuff you need somebody else to help you with. And if you're like me and many other entrepreneurs, you always make the misstep. And you need to get information ahead of time. Dan Pilla, always love when you're with me, man. Appreciate your time with me.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be with you, Joe. How are you doing today?
You know, And we'll put out more information on this later, but the it's funny. My son's business, I won't give away too much here, but he just did, you know, he did the whole extension thing like everybody else till October 15th and, you know, at the last minute stuff getting done or what have you. But in talking to the CPA and others there, some of the stuff that you talk about on a regular basis, they were telling me that what was holding them up from filing some of these taxes is that people don't get their mileage information and don't have all the receipts they need. Truly, I hate to admit this, but truly they come in with a box of receipts in a shoebox and don't really have a solid method of accounting. If you had a suggestion, and I realize it's a suggestion, when it comes to accounting, would you be more inclined to do the old-fashioned paper way, you know, on your local computer, online, use one of those services? What's the best way for a small business to operate?
Let me say this. The IRS takes the position. Now, this is documented in their literature. I spent a lot of time writing about this and talking about this in the last 2 years because this is the philosophy that was driving the push for $80 billion more dollars in funding and 87,000 more agents. The philosophy that's espoused by the IRS very clearly is that small businesses are cheating on their tax returns across the board. Now, there's a fundamental difference between cheating and making mistakes, right? Cheating implies that you know that you're doing something wrong, you're doing it deliberately and intentionally, you're doing it specifically for the purposes of evading taxes. That's what cheating is.
Right.
But mistakes are completely different, right? When you don't know what you're supposed to do or you're not jumping through the hoops the way you're supposed to because you don't understand how the hoops interact, then that's a mistake. Much of what we call noncompliance with the tax code is not noncompliance at all. It's misunderstanding. And there's no place that this is more manifest than with small businesses. The IRS documents that 66%, two-thirds of all problems that small businesses have with the IRS and tax audits are records related. What I mean by that, Joe, very simply, is that small businesses are not keeping the records they need to correctly document their deductions. It's not like they're not entitled to the deductions. It's just that they're not keeping the records correctly to prove that they're entitled to the deductions. So that's the difference between cheating and making mistakes. So small businesses need to understand how to keep records, and they need to know how to codify their expenses that they incur for the purposes of earning income. If you can learn that one thing as a small business, then quite literally two-thirds of all the problems that you're generally going to face are going to go away. I mean, it's a huge deal, Joe.
Yeah.
And you got to have a systematic record keeping system, and it helps you if you've got a bookkeeper, not necessarily a full-time bookkeeper, but at least a competent bookkeeper that could coach you on a day by day or week by week basis for organizing these things. That's the place you need to start as a small business person.
Yeah, and some of them get pretty pricey, but they get really pricey if you don't keep proper records. Now, I always took a picture of this the other day to send it to you because I figured you could use it in one of your seminars. I went out to pick up the mail. My son's pickup truck with all his tools in the back is parked next to the mailbox. And I saw something sticking out of the bottom of the passenger door. Right? Now, the door's closed.
Sure.
So I opened it.
Door's closed.
I opened the door, and this thing falls out. It's half hanging out to begin with. And it's a receipt for material.
It's a receipt. Yep. I've said this laughingly, but it's true. For I know your son's in the construction business. He's,
yep.
he's in a high end trade business, and so okay, that's great. What I've experienced in my career, Joe, is that for the vast majority of contractors, whether it's a plumbing contractor, carpenter, what your son does is high end HVAC stuff, and appliance stuff, kitchen appliances. I don't care what end of the business you're in. The filing system for these folks is the floor of the front seat of their truck. And you just proved my point. It's unbelievable. And this is why small businesses have problems. You just put your finger on it right there, and I would have loved to see the picture.
I, next time I will. I'll take the picture for you because it's perfect.
It'll happen again. It'll happen
I'm laughing because it's exactly what you said.
Yep.
You know, they go into the store, these guys, they grab what they need to grab, they're in a rush to get to the parts, you know, get the parts so they get back to the job. You're right, they're throwing their receipts either in the back seat or the front seat, and they'll take care of it later. And when they lose it, they don't even know they lose it. And I was the guy sitting there going, all right, Anthony, you got these 15 charges for Lowe's, where's the receipts? And you get that little Scooby-Doo thing going like, huh? Well, it's on the charge card. It's on the charge card. No, it's no. The items aren't on the charge card. I know you went to Lowe's, but that's all I know.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly right.
So,
and that's the problem. And you know, the IRS sees a Lowe's statement, and they know that the individual is a contractor, but the burden of proof is on the individual to establish that it was a business purpose. Mm-hmm. And so the auditor says, well, gee, Mr. Smith and Ms. Jones, how do we know that you didn't go to Lowe's and buy yourself a new range and put it in your own house? That's not a tax deduction. Or buy yourself a new plumbing for your bathroom. That's not a tax deduction. And the contractor says, well, it had to be business. And the agent says, why does it have to be business? You have a house. It could have been for your own house. You have to prove that it was for business, and now they can't.
No. No, and again, I've learned those things over the years. I've learned those things from listening to you. And the small businesses, to your point, I mean, okay, I'm not the expert, but I've learned enough from you to where I have some of these guys talking to me, go, mileage, my expert tells me that mileage is where you get bit the most. So if you guys are going to, you know, keep a book, keep something, there's programs in your smartphone, there's like a billion ways to do this and track it so you don't get nailed. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. Dan Pill will still be with us on the other side of the break.
Market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice on offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. An AARP poll released Tuesday found that Republican Herschel Walker and Senator Raphael Warnock, Democrat from Georgia, are within the margin of error in Georgia's U.S. Senate runoff race, which will take place on December the 6th. Walker got 47% support, while Warnock had 51. The parents of Brian Laundry will have to answer a range of questions in a civil lawsuit regarding his former fiancée, Gabby Petito. A Florida judge denied a motion that would have limited the scope of questioning in connection to the events leading up to Petito's death. Petito's parents are accusing the Laundries of knowing that their son killed his fiancée during a cross-country trip last year before he took his own life. The promoter of Taylor Swift's upcoming tour says it had no choice but to use Ticketmaster. A majority of venues on the tour have exclusive deals with the ticket vendor, which meant they didn't have a choice. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Machine, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I tell you that all the time. I tell you to get information and then get involved, and I mean it. It's the only way you can actually really make a difference. Let me bring him on right now because I love having him on with us. Get so much information from him. You know, I tell you guys this all the time, but I bring people on. It's not because I need to fill an hour, because believe me, with the amount of book requests I get and everything else, I can fill 10 hours a night. But I bring out people to have a clue. I've been in this kind of situation. My son is running a business. I have friends that are running their businesses. And in listening to Dan over the years, I now hear these guys making the same simple mistakes or having the cautionary tales that Dan has talked about. And so, you know, I always invite them to grab a book off his website and, you know, get involved with this. TaxHelpOnline.com, TaxHelpOnline.com. Dan Pilla is the tax man. And I say that again. Dan, I know I always say this about you, and it's so true, though. You're one of the only ads that isn't one of those where it sends people hiding under the bed. You know, I mean, you hear these ads where they say the big bad IRS, or the IRS comes knocking at your door, they take your house, your kids, the dog, the whole nine yards. You come out and simply say, hey, there's no such thing as a hopeless tax problem. And you mean it.
Yeah, and I mean it, Joe, and it's true. And my 42, 43 years of experience has proven that. I don't care what kind of a problem you've had. I don't care what you've done to try to fix it. I don't care who said you can't fix it. There is no such thing as a hopeless tax problem, and you do not have to be afraid of the IRS. There's always a way to move forward to resolve the situation, and the beauty of it, Joe, is there's procedures in place that will allow you to get your situation resolved without ending up a pauper in the process.
Well, right now, I know that, you know, people are nervous that the IRS is still way behind. You know, my wife is going through a scenario with a family member trying to help them out and getting information back up front from the IRS. I think they've gone back to using the Pony Express. I'm not sure. But I think they've gone down that line again. And so it's important. The biggest important thing is to almost over-communicate and make sure you have a way to prove that you've been communicating, correct?
Well, that's a very important part of it. There's no doubt about that. And the burden of proof is critical. And this is where people short circuit when they're dealing with the IRS, particularly folks that don't yet have a problem, Joe. And they don't think they have to worry about having a problem because they're not dishonest. And I hear this from people all the time. Dan, I don't cheat on my taxes. Why do I have to worry about the IRS?
And the answer is because it's not good enough to just be honest. You have to prove that you're honest. I alluded to this before the break. The IRS, in a civil situation, in the dollars and cents case, they never have to prove you did it wrong. You have to prove you did it right. And so, for example, simple question of filing a tax return. The IRS comes along and says, Joel, we don't think you filed your 2019 tax return. We think you owe us 20 grand. And you say, well, don't be ridiculous. Of course I filed my 2019 tax return. They're going to say, Joe, prove it. Well, if all you did was take your return over to the post office and drop it in the mail, you can't prove you filed the return, Joe, or at least it's very difficult to do it. Now, if you sent it certified mail or if you e-filed it and got an e-filing confirmation, those are different things. But now you have tools to prove that you filed the return, whereas the vast majority of people just unconsciously drop something in the mail to the IRS without using certified mail, without making some kind of a record of the mailing, and now they can't prove they did it.
Dan, do they have a heart? And when I say that, I mean, I have heard several stories lately, one from somebody close to me who said he was trusting his CPA, and then his CPA disappeared. And not that they stole anything or did anything wrong. They just kind of went, whatever, and left. And he was very much of the impression that his taxes had been filed and they hadn't been. So now he's facing penalties and interest, and he's already got an attorney working on it. But I'm thinking to myself, can't you make the case that, hey, I went to a trusted source. I've had a CPA for 10 years, and they disappeared and told me it was already taken care of. I mean, is there any leniency?
Well, yeah, there certainly can be leniency. I had a situation very much like that, Joe, with a client in South Texas that almost that exact thing happened. He went to his account that he'd been using for years. He paid the accountant to file the tax return. My client signed the e-filing authorization. So as far as he was concerned, he signed everything he was supposed to sign. The accountant was supposed to e-file the tax return. My client followed up with the accountant after April 15th and said, hey, has this been done? And the accountant lied to him, Joel, and said, yes, it's been done, and it never was done. And again, it wasn't until a year later that it came to light that the return wasn't filed. Wow. Well, the IRS charged my guy with significant penalties, and we were able to get the penalties canceled because of good faith reliance on an accountant who ended up lying to him. Now, here's the thing. The taxes are still owed, right? You got to remember that. The taxes are still owed, and the tax return still has to be filed. So you don't have leniency on the taxes necessarily, but you can get leniency on the penalties and the interest on the penalties when you've got a reasonable cause for the failure, and you can establish that you acted in good faith and not and you didn't deliberately disregard your obligations. That's the key, and that burden of proof is on the taxpayer. Again, when we're talking about penalties, the IRS doesn't have to prove the penalties apply to you. You have to prove they don't apply.
I'm shortening up a question someone is asking, but they said they electronically filed their taxes every year, but they never sent the money in because they didn't have the money. Is that the same as not filing at all?
No, it's not the same. There's two different penalties, Joe, and people need to understand this. And I'll tell you, this person at least didn't compound a mistake. The vast majority of people that don't have the money to pay don't file the return because they think they can't file the return if they don't have the money. And that's a mistake. And the reason is because the IRS has a penalty for failure to file the return, which is 25%, and failure to pay the tax, which can be up to 25%. But when you don't file the return, they pop you twice. So at least that listener didn't fail to file the return. But when you don't file, they add the failure to file penalty and the failure to pay penalty. So in this particular case, in this listener situation, this listener does not need to worry about the failure to file penalty, but they need to establish that there was good faith for not paying the tax. And that's a hardship question, Joe. If you exercise reasonable business care and prudence in providing for your tax, in other words, you did the things that a reasonable person would do knowing that you had this tax liability on the horizon, but due to unforeseen circumstances beyond your control, you couldn't pay on time. Fire, flood, hurricane, illness, injury, natural disaster. Just go down the list of things that can go wrong, right? COVID. Maybe there was COVID problems that swept America. Pick up the newspaper. We know there's problems everywhere, right? And so these kinds of problems affect the ability of a person's ability to pay. And all of those factors can come to bear on the question of reasonable cause for failure to pay the penalty. And all that needs to be presented to the IRS in a comprehensive, cohesive fashion so that they can see that you didn't deliberately disregard your responsibilities.
Wow. I mean, 25. My God, you're better off borrowing the money from the mafia. 25% failing to file. 25% for failing to pay. Hey, if you owed them a grand,
and interest on top of that.
I'm telling you, it's
astonishing. The penalties and interest take a very difficult situation and often turn it into an impossible situation.
Wow. I'm still reeling from that thinking. If you owed them a lousy $1,000 and you just didn't have it, you could end up having to pay them what? About $1,500 bucks and then penalties on top of it.
Or it would be
interest. Yeah.
It would be more than that, Joe, because the penalties alone would push it to $1,500 and the interest would push it up to close to $2,000.
Holy God. All right. So you just actually said the IRS has a heart. That there are hardship issues, whether it's medical or...
Well, there are hardship issues, but they're not going to call you on the phone and say, Joe, how can I help you with this problem? I can see you've got these penalties here, Joe, and we really feel for you. And, you know, it's been a tough 2 years out there in America, and let's see how we can help you. You're not getting that phone call, Bill. You have to take the initiative to go to them with the proper presentation.
Yeah. They're gonna send you a 3-page brochure that tell you all your rights. That's what they're gonna do.
Exactly.
But no, seriously, the reason I'm beating this up is because I've been seeing more people on Facebook talking about certain things that they're going through with the IRS, and I'm going, look, you see those three letters, and it drops people to their knees. They're petrified. You know, we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with Dan right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Yep.
Are you ready for the fight? You know, I'm heartbroken. Some of you will be upset with me, but apparently they're outlawing, or they've outlawed bullfighting in Mexico. My God, what a macho sport. I wouldn't want to do it, but I give those guys a lot of credit. My God. And, you know, unlike what popular belief is all about, they don't just let the thing sit there and rot. I found out later on, after doing some research behind it, that the bull meat is actually, you know, collected, and the butchers cut it up, and they give it to families in need. And sometimes the matador takes it, but most of the time not. So it's not like they're just killing an animal for sport, if you would. That meat does go to feed family. So let's get off our craziness here. Let me bring him on. Dan Pillow joins me, as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his time with me. Check him out at taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. As he says in his ads, and I know for real because of some of the people he's dealt with, there's no such thing as a hopeless tax problem. Dan, thanks for being with me.
It's always my pleasure, Joe.
All right, so you know, you and I very much appreciate, understand, and believe in, you know, entrepreneurship, and you're going to be in Miami December 10th and 11th, Saturday and Sunday, and you're going to be talking to entrepreneurs, helping them grow their business, but also helping them make sure that they don't get trapped, snared by some of these things. They don't know what's going on with the IRS. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This is the XP Mentor Program, and this program is specifically pointed at entrepreneurs that are in various levels of the growth of their business. And there's going to be a powerhouse lineup of speakers down there that are going to talk about different elements of business. And my job is to come in, talk about tax compliance and stay out of trouble. So I'm going to talk about the five most important taxpayers' rights that you have as a business owner, things you need to know to stay out of trouble. And then I'm going to talk about some of the most common mistakes that businesses make. We touched on one of those tonight about the records, but I'll get into some detail on that in Miami. So you can go to my website, taxhelponline.com, and you can check it out there, or you can check me out on Facebook. It's Dan Pill on Facebook, Pillow Talks Taxes on TikTok, and you can see the links for the XP Mentor Program in Miami. And I would say check it out, man, because, you know, as I said, there's a whole lineup of powerhouse speakers down there. I'm just one of them. And it's going to be a great opportunity to grow your business and get some of the hardcore information you need to be successful.
You know, people, I've been telling you forever to get involved, get engaged, and get informed. And this is a great way to do it. If you sign up for my email blast, it's real simple. Go to the website, joemessina.com. I will add this event to that blast so that you'll know what's going on with it. And, Dan, great. I'm sure great information is going to be given there. Okay. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and I love getting you guys on the show on a regular basis to find out what is the tradition at the Pillow House. What would, if it was missing, if a certain dish was missing, what would make it not Thanksgiving?
Well, it'd be the meatballs and the roasted bell peppers.
Roasted red peppers
and a tomato sauce with the homemade meatballs. I made the meatballs tonight, Joe. I made 5 dozen meatballs tonight. My sons were over here helping me do that, so we were calling names and crushing garlic, and it's always great fun. And I'll roast the peppers in the morning and get them in the pan, and I'll saute those things for a couple hours, and it's always a hit, man. My mother did it for years, and I'm telling you, these meatballs, Joe, would bring you to your knees.
My mother won't eat my meatballs because I make them. I make the Sicilian version, and that my other grandmother taught me how to make. So she's like, I'm not eating those as Sicilian. So. But
we had some friends over for dinner last summer in June, and they had four teenage boys. All right, so we had the peppers and meatballs and pasta and some things, and okay, we had the family back over again. And one of the boys called me on the phone. He says, Dan, I was dreaming about your meatballs. We got to have the meatballs again. Now, Joe, I'm not a guy that likes to brag, but I'm telling you something. If you got teenage boys dreaming about your meatballs, you're doing something right.
You're doing something right, yes. Yeah. So let me ask you, and if you people listening are bored, I don't know what to tell you, but I have to know. Do you bake them or fry them?
No, I bake them. I bake them. I brown them in the oven, 350 degrees for about 20 minutes just to firm them up and get a nice little skin on them, and then I finish them in the sauce for about another 45 minutes or so. And they come out, they're so tender and juicy. I'm telling you, they'll bring you to your knees, Joe.
All right. I'll have to try your version because I do the old-fashioned way. I brown them in a frying pan with a little olive oil, right? I don't cook them all the way through. And then I throw them in the sauce to finish off. I don't do simple beef meatballs. I do beef, a little bit of pork, and sometimes lamb or veal, either one of the two, I added to the meatball.
Yeah. So I use a turkey and veal 50-50 mix.
Turkey, Dan, you're killing me, Dan. You're killing me over here.
Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah. It's around the. I tell people all the time, and I know it's the same as some other ethnicities, but around the Italian table, it is when you're having an event like this or a holiday, it is about the food. It is about family being there. And you know, it's funny. I was just talking to another fellow the other day on the show, and I said, I think that's kind of what's missing in society today. That family, those family moments are gone. You know, Sunday at grandma's house or Sunday at auntie's house, getting together for these holidays. You know, know, a lot of kids are going, a lot of kids, I'm saying kids because they're a lot younger, but a lot of these younger people, they go camping or they're going on vacation in Hawaii. They get, you know, they kind of blow the family off. And I think that's part of what our big moral issues that we're having today is that family no longer exists, really. What do you think?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more, Joe. It just, you know, when I was growing up as a kid in the Italian neighborhood that I grew up in, I mean, there was 25 people every Sunday at somebody's house. Right? It wasn't always our house, but it was at somebody's house, 25 people every Sunday.
Yep.
Now, as a young adult, and then with my kids, we were at my mother's house almost every Sunday, and there was 12, 15 people every Sunday. But now at my house, with my kids and grandkids, I mean, we're lucky to have once a month.
Yeah, I know, really. You knew. You didn't make plans on Sunday. For us, Sunday was, you know, church day, and then from church, you went over to grandma's house. You went, and matter of fact,
that's exactly right.
Where I grew up in the north end of Boston,
right.
When you were walking through the streets from church to grandma's house, you know, everybody was cooking. You couldn't get away from the smell, right?
Yeah, exactly right. That's exactly right.
Like, yeah, hey, I'm going to her house for lunch.
It's funny you say that because my daughter will say, well, Dad, we have to plan Sunday dinner. Well, hell, we never planned Sunday dinner, Joe. Sunday dinner was Sunday dinner, period. That's what happened on Sunday, period.
I would have told you, daughter, we have a plan. Every week you're here at 11. That's
exactly
the plan.
Exactly
okay.
Right. That's the point.
Go from
absolutely
there.
Right.
No,
right.
It's quite. Now, listen, a little information, because we're coming into the holiday season. You cannot write off picking up relatives at the airport in your work truck, right? I mean, that's a no-no.
No,
you cannot
do that.
You cannot stock your bar with liquor and call it, you know, promotional purchase.
I'll tell you what you can do, Joe, though. This is no BS. If you have a Christmas party at your office and you invite your customers in over the course of, let's say, a two-day period of time for an open house, cookies and you know, the eggnog and so on, the food that you provide to your customers and clients absolutely is tax deductible. There's no doubt about that.
What about the booze? That's because there's always booze
sure,
left
yeah,
over.
No doubt. The food and the drink that you provide to your customers in a work type environment, and this can be a hospitality setup to thank your customers and clients for participating with you in the course of the year. That is a tax deductible experience, no question.
Interesting. Are there any gotchas in those situations? If you happen to have a very nice home and you want to have it catered in your massive backyard, are you able to do that?
Yeah, you can do that too. What you can't write off is an entertainment facility. All right, so let's say you've got a club membership. You go to the golf club, and you pay, pick a number, $500 a month to be a member of this house club, golf club. You can't write off the club membership. But if you bring 20 of your clients into the golf club and you pay the catering fees and the food and the beverage charges, that is deductible because that's not an entertainment facility.
Interesting.
You know what? I'm going to write an article on that because that's an important point. I'm glad you asked me that question. I'm going to write that article next week.
There you go. See that? I get 10% of whatever you make off it. It's the DNA.
That's right. You fired me.
So
I'll give you a little piece.
There you go. Thank you.
Feet.
So freeze some of the meatballs and send them to me overnight. That's what you do. That's how you fix this. Dan Pilla, Tax Help Online, taxhelponline.com. I got to tell you, people, I've been working with Dan for years now, and I haven't had even a half of a red flag go up, but we've been talking with people. He's been helping. And when it comes to dealing with the IRS and dealing with your taxes, man, you got to have somebody you can trust. You have to. So I'm putting my endorsement behind you, Dan, for what that's worth. Give me a cup of coffee somewhere, I'm sure. But I love how honest you are, and I love how blunt you are. You have a great Thanksgiving with your family, and be healthy, my friend.
You too, Joe. God bless you.
Yeah, you too. Joe, your host. Hey, Alfonso Rachel joins us in the next hour. Don't go far, because we're going to have a lot of fun. Be right back.